This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون.
Assalamu alaikum, dear viewers from around the world. Welcome to this new and exciting series, Nation of Goodness, by Imam Karim Abu Zaid. You saw him on The Righteous Companions. You saw him on The Inevitable Journey, and of course, Building a Better Future. You guys, you don't want to miss out on this series. In the first two episodes, Sheikh Karim gave us a roadmap, so to speak, about this whole series. In the third episode, titled Three Conditions. Why did we title it Three Conditions? Because Imam Karim is going to lay out the three conditions that qualifies us to be the Nation of Goodness. In the previous episode, he said, number one is enjoining the good. Number two is forbidding the evil. Number three is belief in Allah, which begs the question, why is belief in Allah preceded by these two? It must be very important. Well, if you want to find out, let's ask the Shaykh himself. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh Karim. Thank you for being with us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear viewers, Brother Malik, we talk today about the three conditions. You see, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that we are a nation of goodness, he mentioned conditions.
Right.
So if you want to be that nation of goodness in this world, benefit humanity, benefit people. And I just want to shed more light on some issue before we move on. I'm telling you, Malik, there is no other nation that possesses the tools to be a nation of goodness but the Muslims. Why? Look at the... To develop the society, you must develop that society in two fronts. In the material side, IT, computers, satellites, iPhones, iPad.
Technology.
But the moral side as well must be maintained.
Yes. Excellent point, Sheikh.
The only ummah that possesses the tools for both is Muslims. You see, we have the moral platform.
The Muslim Ummah.
Yes, the Muslim Ummah. And we neglected the first command in our book that leads us to develop the material aspect, which is read. You know, that's the first word that was revealed in the Quran. Read, learn.
Right.
So we are the only... look at the Western world.
Right.
Yes, they are progressing in the material front, but degradation or...
they are degrading or declining. Yes.
In the moral front. And you're having problems, you're having issues. That is why their society will never go any farther than this.
Yeah.
They may do more material advancement of in that front, but the moral front is declining. But we are the only ummah, the only nation of goodness that possesses both.
We can balance those two.
Yes, and that's what is needed.
Okay.
Now, let's go back to the three conditions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. Again, I want to stress, we are the best ummah ever brought for mankind. And I'm telling you, I feel so good whenever I recite this verse. It just makes me happy.
Yeah.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising me.
Yeah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling me I am the best. But now, based on conditions. I'm not the best because of my color, because of my name, because of my nationality, because of my wealth, because of my money, because of my status? No, absolutely not. Because, number one, you enjoin what is good, you forbid what is evil. And you know who did this work before you? The messengers and the prophets.
SubhanAllah.
So you're following the footsteps of the best people who ever walk in the face of this earth. The chosen people by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is the task of the messenger and the prophet, and was the task of our messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل. Look, يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر. Those who follow and believe in the prophet, the message of the prophet, the illiterate Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is written in the Torah And in the gospel, look at the first two qualities with which he was written. He enjoins what is good and forbids what is evil. Subhanallah. Yeah. Look when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Malik spoke about وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضِ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And the believers, female and male, are brothers, are supporters of one another. How they do it? They enjoin what is good and they forbid what is evil. Now you asked a very, very interesting question. And that should be the attitude when you recite the Quran. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention the third condition after the first two, in spite of the fact that the third condition is the most important thing? Believing Allah is the most important thing. All the messengers were sent to achieve this goal. All the books were revealed to achieve this goal. But why? Believing Allah was preceded with enjoining good and forbidding evil. I can mention a couple of reasons. But the most important reason, Malik, that you will never be able to attain believing Allah without enjoining good and forbidding evil. You know why? Because if you live in an environment, where it is corrupt, people are doing what they want to do, and you do not do anything about it, they will get to you. You see, they will get to your heart. If you do not try to change it, you will never be able to maintain believing Allah properly if you do not fix where you live.
Chikri, interrupt you really briefly. There's a term in Islamic terminology when the bad things become normal. What is that called? When we begin as Muslims to accept bad things and accept them, and it becomes a normal part of life.
You know, this is what we call familiarization.
Yes.
That your heart becomes familiar. Why? A lot of people do not understand why we're not supposed to attend the funeral of a mushrik. Why? Somebody who is not a Muslim. You know why? A lot of people, that is harsh. You know why? They never look at the wisdom behind. They never look at the wisdom. Why? You know why? Because when you go to these functions, and when you hear people say, in the name of this and in the name of that, your ear what? Gets used to it.
Yeah. So that's what you're saying.
I'm gonna give you a little example. I'll give you a couple of examples just to show you this. That if you do not fix the environment where you live, you're not going to be able to maintain a straightforward belief in Allah. And that is why the belief in Allah was preceded with that act, which is enjoining good and forbidding evil. The first example, you know, the children of Israel at the time of Moses, alayhi salam, they were in Egypt and they were enslaved. They were brought up in a culture of rocks, stones, idols, Ramesses II.
Right.
All their lives, and they see all these figures in front of them, right and left. Okay, look at this now. Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, took them out of Egypt. And subhanallah, ya akhi, they saw with their own eyes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turning the sea into a bridge for them to cross. And after they crossed, the Pharaoh still thought that this is a bridge. He went in there with his gang, he drowned. They saw this with their own eyes. They saw the might of Allah, the power of Allah. Allah, look, as soon as they passed to the other side of the sea, وَجَاوَزْنَا بِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْبَحْرَ فَأَتَوْا عَلَىٰ قَوْمِ يَعْكُفُونَ عَلَىٰ أَصْنَامِنَا. They saw some Bedouin in the desert worshipping an idol, kneeling and bowing down to an idol. You know what they said to Musa? قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى جَعَلْ لَنَا إِلَهًا كَمَا لَهُمْ أَلْهًا. Can we please have an idol like this?
Right away.
You know why? Because they were brought up in that culture. They are used to it. For them it's
became normal.
It became normal. I tell you something. You know where I live in Maryland? I lived there for a while. So I ended up living in a house where I would pass by a Catholic church. And they have an icon of Mary at the entrance of the church. Wallahi Malik, I'll never forget this. The first day I'm passing by driving, going to my work in the morning, And I saw this person coming and bowing down in front of the icon of Maryam. طبعاً they worship that.
Yeah, of course.
They believe that she's a saint.
So they actually
pray to her.
And
this is a fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask Prophet Isa, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Allah will ask, وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Did you tell people to take you and your mother as two gods beside me? قَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ. Wallahi, the first day, my heart was about to get out of my chest, pouring with, man, this is too much.
Yeah,
what is this guy doing? He's bowing down to an idol. You know, the next day I passed by, I saw another person. Not as much. The third day, not as much.
Right, right.
The fourth day, not as much. The fifth day, a month, 40 days later, 50 days later, 100 days later, normal.
Right.
Didn't even develop one feeling against the act. Why? Because I became what?
You became used to this.
Why you read that hadith about staying amongst mushriks? Why? Ana bari. I disclaim someone who stays amongst. Of course, the subject is can be detailed. I don't want people to take a ruling out of my mouth here.
Right.
But I want to tell you this is why. فَاجْتَنِبُ الرِّجْسَ مِنَ الْأَوْثَانِ وَاجْتَنِبُ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ. Stay away from this. So that is why in joining good and forbidding even precedent. I'll give you an example. I don't know. I have 2 minutes or 1 minute.
You have 2 minutes.
But
ahead.
You know what? It's a little bit disgusting to the viewers. You know, in I live in Sharqiyya.
It's a state in Egypt.
A state in Egypt, which is east. So normally I drive and then I go around a place called the Sea of Cows, Bahr al-Baqar. This is basically the human, things, a running stream of the human.
Sewage,
but open.
Okay.
So when you pass, the smell you cannot even, but then you're amazed that there are people living around it. And actually the most fertile land, it produces so well, and you probably understand why. But this is the amazing piece. Yeah. I always wonder how in the world those people are living next to that running stream of a human sewage, and when I cannot even afford crossing it for just 2 or 3 minutes. You know what the people told me? After 3 days, they don't smell it anymore.
So this is an interesting analogy, because you become used to it.
You become used to it. Yeah. That is why you have to enjoy in good and forbid evil at home. If you allow corruption in your house, you're going to be part of it. If you allow disbelief in your house, you're going to be part of it. If you allow shirk in your house, you're going to be part of it. That is why you have to do what? Enjoy in good and forbid evil to have a straight belief in Allah. Yeah. I hope the viewers got the point.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, Sheikh. That's very well put. Thank you for drawing those interesting analogies. We have to take a short break. Can you continue by giving us in the next segment, inshallah, some specific examples and lay out those conditions for us as well, inshallah. You guys stay tuned for more with Imam Karim Abu Zayd on his new program, Nation of Goodness. Stay tuned.
كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله.
Whispers of Satan, desires, peer pressure, leading you to a dead heart. But there is a way out.
Living Hearts.
كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله.
Assalamu alaikum, dear viewers, and welcome back to Nation of Goodness, the latest program by Imam Karim Abu Zayd. Sheikh Karim, you bring us a very interesting analogy in the previous segment. You compare living in human sewage to living in an environment that's not suitable for Muslims. In other words, when you live in a place that has a negative environment and a bad smell, after 2 or 3 days, you become used to it. So this is, can you expand on that a little bit in this segment, inshallah.
Well, you see, the heart, what you see, Malik, is your heart is exposed to it. If you do not deny it, if you do not change it, then your heart is going to accept it. See, listen to this. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud fi Sahih Muslim, Sunan Abi Dawood, I'm sorry, narrates this hadith. إن أول ما دخل من النقص على بني إسرائيل. The first sign of weakness, the first sign of weakness regarding the children of Israel. What? That one of them will see somebody doing something wrong. يا هذا اتق الله fear Allah. Do not do this. Do not do that. This is haram. He would enjoy good and forbid evil.
Right.
But look at this now. Then at night, he will go, eat, drinks, chat with him.
This is the beginning of the demise.
Yes. That's
the downfall.
Downfall. You see, if you enjoy good and forbid evil, if you cannot change that thing, you have to separate. I'll give you an ideal example. Why? Because what is going to happen to your heart is going to get used to it. Get used to it. And your heart becomes, your heart will suck, will drink that. You will never see it evil anymore.
You can feel it. It weakens your iman. You can feel it.
It will, your heart will become corrupt in this area. شوف في حديث حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله عنهما في صحيح الإمام مسلم. تعرض الفتن على القلوب كعرض الحصير عودا 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 عودا. All of these are wording that the trials are presented to your heart. Okay, you look at something with your eyes, or you hear something with your ears, it goes right to your heart. Something haram. Something haram. So the fitna is presented to your heart through the medium, which is what?
Your vision or your hearing.
Touching or googling, whatever it is.
Yes, yes.
Whatever it is. Now, فَأَيُّمَا قَلْبٌ أَنْكَرَهَا. Now, if your heart denies it, haram, a'udhu billah, astaghfirullah, you turn away from it, your heart becomes strong. But there is another heart who sucks it. Who sucks it. Even so, the person may turn away with his eye, with his eyes, or with his ears. But yet in his heart, man, this is sweet.
Yeah.
So his heart sucked it.
Yeah.
His heart will never see this evil anymore.
It begins its negative effect.
Negative effect.
Yeah.
It will corrupt your heart.
And it only gets worse.
It will get worse and worse. And that is what happened. And this is why the environment where you live, you cannot, if you cannot speak, if you cannot use your hand, then you have to use your heart. You have to deny this with your heart. But with the denial of the heart, you have to separate. I'm going to tell you a very practical story.
واسألهم عن القرية التي كانت حاضرة البحر إذ يعدون في السبت إذ تأتيهم حيتانهم يوم سبتهم شرعا ويوم لا يسبتون لا تأتيهم كذلك نبلوهم بما كانوا يفسقون.
Very interesting story. Children of Israel, a village, a town that lives by the Mediterranean Sea. They said, Ya Rab, we want a day that we devote it to you. This verse in Surah Al-A'raf, we devote it to you, we do not, the Sabbath. It's called the story of the Sabbath breakers.
Okay. Oh, right, right.
They are fishermen, people who fish. Now they said, we want a Saturday. On this Saturday, we're not going to do anything but worship you. No work, zero work. Now they are fishermen. They go throughout the week, Sunday, all the way till Friday, no fish. They go down, throw their nets.
Nothing.
Nothing. Look at the test now. On Saturday, the fish will come. They could actually see the tip of it.
Right. A lot of fish that day.
A lot of fish that day. And they see. You know when you're a fisherman?
Yeah. It's your work, your business. So
and
you get excited.
You see. You جُنَّ جُنُونُهُمْ. And this is how the test, you know, this is how you get tested.
Right.
You wanted a day to devote it to me.
Here it is.
Now I'm going to test you with that. You're going to have some glimmers right there. What are you going to do? Look at this now. the town divided into three parts, three categories. Very similar to what we're going to talk about later.
Three conditions, right, right. Types of Muslims. Types
of people.
Excellent analogy.
Number one, some people who tricked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did they do? They decided on Friday night, they're going to dig some sort of nets, artificial streams,
right,
where this the fish will go down and will never be able to go up. And it will go into a net or into,
a trench, a pool,
some trickery.
Yeah. Right.
And they are not going to fish it on Saturday.
Right, right.
Yet they're going to fish it when? On Sunday.
Right, right.
But technically, they are doing it what? The fishing happened on Saturday.
Saturday, right, right.
And subhanAllah, Malik, look at the punishment of those people. Yeah, and I'm going to talk about this in a minute. But some of them did this. And, you know, the rest of the people are not having any fish, zero fish. So they started, you know, grilling that fish and cooking it. So the people started smelling fish, something wrong, you know. So they went to them, what happened? And they said, told them what we did. You know, we decided to do this. Basically, they tricked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the other group said, haram.
Right.
You are violating the Sabbath. You are a Sabbath breakers, and Allah will bring punishment upon us. You better stop. You better stop. And kept talking to them about it. Whenever they see them, you better stop. You better stop. You better stop. There is that third group that stayed in the middle. لِمَ تَعِضُونَ قَوْمًا. Don't bother. Allah will destroy them. It's not your business. Just leave them. There is people in the middle. It's not personal freedom. It's, you know, there's, let them do their thing and so forth. So now, the people who enjoin good and forbid evil, they said, you know what? This is not going to work. We see you committing this. Our eyes will become familiar to it. Our hearts will suck.
Yeah.
Our hearts will never see what you're doing wrong. What is the solution? Let's build a wall. They built a wall. They separated.
Right.
That, you see, that concept is so important. Yeah. That if you enjoy good forbidding evil with the hand, then the tongue, then if you resort, if you retreat, if you go to the final resort, which is your heart, you must separate. So they placed a wall between them. SubhanAllah, one of these days, they went out and they noticed those people are not coming out. So they went on the top of the wall and they looked what happened, and they found them turned into chimpanzees. SubhanAllah.
So think about this, really shows the importance and severity of this topic.
Well, it shows you also, yani, SubhanAllah, look at the children of Israel. They killed the messengers and prophets. They distorted the book. They changed it. They did all type of things. They were so rebellious. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never punished them in a way that He punished them with this one. You know why? You know why, Malik? Because they thought that they can trick Allah. They did this, by the way, thinking that Allah doesn't know that.
Right. They can fool Him.
They can fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that tells you, مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَرَ. Show some dignifying and honoring of Allah.
Right.
Allah knows everything. Allah knows what you're thinking about before you think about it.
Right.
Allah knows the stealth of an eye. Now you think Allah is not going to know this? Give me a break. The important thing is, we go back to the subject here, which is so important. Why the belief in Allah, in spite of it being the most important thing that all of us must attain, was delayed and preceded with enjoining good and forbidding evil? Because enjoining good and forbidding evil bathe the root, or prepare the right environment for that belief in Allah.
Okay.
Because if you live in an environment, and that is why, Malik, if you cannot practice your religion, if you cannot show that you're a Muslim, if you cannot maintain your iman, if you cannot pray in a place, you're supposed to leave. You're supposed to go somewhere else. Hijrah, you're supposed to do it. But as long as you're able to, as long as you're able to practice your deen, as long as, then you stay where you are and enjoin good and forbid evil. But this is the reason why, because your hearts will become familiar with the evil, with the shirk, with all these type of things. And I want the viewers, and I know I'm addressing a lot of viewers living in the West, when we say that you cannot attend a janazah of a mushrik, you cannot attend a janazah, that is the wisdom behind it. Because if you go to these places and you find people doing this. You cannot go to places where music is played, where mixing is played. Your eyes will get used to it. You're not going to see it wrong anymore. And when your eyes becomes used to it, it goes to your heart becomes used to it, then it's over.
So there's a wisdom, Sheikh, to protect your iman and your deen, to be super strict. Because some people in the West as well, they have this feeling, oh, the Sheikh is so strict, Islam is so strict. But really, there's a wisdom behind this.
Absolutely, absolutely. Is to guard your religion. Because you're going to go into that place. Let's say that a funeral, for example. People are going to say, in the name of this, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Holy Ghost, and all that stuff. And it's a funeral. Are you going to stand and say, well, this is shirk? You cannot do this? This is bad? You cannot do this? You can't. Right. Then we say that, فَاجْتَنِبُوا الرِّجْسَ مِنَ الْأَوْثَانِ وَاجْتَنِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ نعم.
Because your compliance is in fact makes you part of it, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, and that is why we stress the three conditions. That's the most important thing in this episode. The three conditions, the most important one was delayed because those two prepare the road for you, prepare the environment. And that is why in your home, if you have any distractions, any obstacles between you and believe in Allah, you must enjoin good and forbid evil. Right. You must change it. You must try to change it. But now how you go about it, this is what this show is about, and we're going to shed more light on this,
inshallah. So we can say this kind of cultivates the soil and prepares the soil for the seeds that grow into iman. Sheikh, can you give some insight to the viewers where we're going in the next episode?
The next episode, we want to talk about the ruling.
Okay.
Is it optional? Do you have a choice when you see something wrong? Do you have a choice? Or you have to change it?
Okay.
What is the ruling regarding enjoining good and forbidding evil? What is enjoining good and forbidding evil? Who dictates what's good? Who dictates what's evil?
Okay, great.
We're going to go into some technical things. And what do you mean the ruling? You know, the ruling is, when we talk about the ruling, is it mandatory? Is it recommended? Is it permissible? Is it disliked? Is it haram? We want to define those for the viewers.
I think this is going to... Go ahead, Sheikh.
We really want to take them, Malik, a step by step to understand first. These are like the fundamentals for them to get what we want to take them to. But something about this series, if you miss one episode, you have to find a way to watch it. Because if you miss one episode, you really lose that chain of thoughts.
Of the whole entire series. And I think this next episode seems a bit controversial, and it's going to be a heavy episode, Sheikh, with a lot of proofs and evidences. I hope you're up for it. I'm sure you are.
Inshallah.
Thank you for your time, as always, Imam Kareem Abu Zayd. And you guys at home, you heard the Sheikh. You don't want to miss one episode of this his new and exciting series, Nation of Goodness. So until next time, we leave you in the care of Allah. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnasi ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhawna 'anil munkari wa tu'minuna billah. Walau amana ahlul kitabi lakana khayran lahum. منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون